Okay, it is 6 o'clock, and we are on Kuf Yud Amar Aleph. Kuf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. And that is on the Gemara of one, two, three, four lines in the bottom. Vayimar Moshe Vayikat Arza Vayishtachu. This is later on, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the 13 meters. Says he hurried, and he kneeled, and he bowed down. Now, the fact that it said, by guess Chazal or Medayik, I'm not 100% sure which word is the one that triggers to say that there was one of the midas that caused them to bow down. Ma'ra, which midas, the Ma'ra Moshe. Chanina ben Gamla Omar Erech HaPayim Ra. Chanina ben Gamla says that he saw Erech HaPayim. Now, there's two pshatim in what it means he saw Erech HaPayim. One is that he thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being Marach HaPayim, for holding his anger. The other one is, based on the Gemara coming up, that he wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu to limit that midah to only tzaddikim. The tzaddikim should have Erech HaPayim, that they shouldn't be punished immediately. But Rishoim should be wiped that way immediately. So some learned that the tefillah was, he thanked you, that's what Rabbeinu Bechai explains in Chumash, that when he saw Erech HaPayim, he thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, for the midah of Erech HaPayim. Praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the other one chat is that the Mashal learns that he wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu to only use Erech HaPayim in certain circumstances, as the Gemara is going to explain momentarily. Chad Amar, and one says, Rabbanan Amri Emes Ra. He saw the meat of Emes, and Rashi said Emes was frightened him, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with only the truth, we wouldn't last long. And therefore, he davened that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not exercise the meat of Emes to its full extent, because that would be terrible for, would be punishing for us. That's how Rashi learns. And then the Bechai and Chumash learns he thanked the HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the meat of Emes, because through the meat of Emes is the way we get ultimate reward, because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truthful and keeps his word and pays back everybody that deserves to be paid back. So again, Tup Shatim and that, but Rashi here, Rashi doesn't say about Erech HaPayim, but Rashi does say about Emes that it was the fear of the meat of Emes should be exercised by itself, that he davened for. Rashi Emes Ra, the Midais of Shenikru Emes, Vinishari, and he was afraid, in the Mitzchayim Uklia, if they would become Chayim to be destroyed, in Udon Oysim B'din Gomer, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would judge them with a complete din, Umir V'Espal Alayim, so he quickly, that's Vayimahir Moshe, obviously something triggered a Vayimahir, right? He hurried V'Espal Alayim, Shleidon Oysim L'Vim Asayim, he shouldn't judge them according to their actions. We have a brayser that says that he saw Erech HaPayim. Why? And the Gemara goes through the Tanya. Shalom Meishan Lamara Mashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheyoshev HaKaisev Erech HaPayim. When Meishan went up to the sky, to the heaven, he found HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting and writing Erech HaPayim. Amal Lepanav Rabbi Nishleil of Erech HaPayim L'Tzadikim. Said Erech HaPayim, probably for Tzadikim. Amaloy Afl Rishon. No, even for Rishon. Amaloi Rishom Yevedu. Rishom should get destroyed. Amaloi Hashtachazis Madim Mibayalach. Now you'll see what you will, something about the word Mai. Hashtachazis Mibayalach. You will see that you will need that midah of Erech HaPayim. Kshachatu Yisrael when Klal Yisrael sinned. Amaloi Loikach Amartuli Erech HaPayim L'Tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, didn't you say Erech HaPayim for Tzadikim? Amal Lefanav Samaisha answered him, Rabbeinu Shloim, V'loi Kacha Marta Liyaf L'Rishom? Didn't you tell me also for Rishom? I know the Chsiv, Ata Yigdal No Kayach Hashem, the power of Hashem should become great, Kasha Divar Taloimar. So this is the bride that he saw Erech HaPayim. This seems to be like the Pshat of the Mashah. The Pshat is, he wanted Erech HaPayim to be limited to Tzadikim. And the Shmuel told him, ultimately you will ask me to extend it to Rishom as well. And many Pshatim are said in this Gemara. The Teres Chaim learns that Moshe Rabbeinu never imagined that Rav Klal Yisrael would sin. He always viewed that there would be a few Rishoim, and therefore, for the purity of Klal Yisrael, it would be better if the Rishoim were removed. And that way, Klal Yisrael could be on a higher level. For the greater need of the Klal, he felt that the individual Rishoim should be punished and removed immediately. And then when he saw that Rav Klal Yisrael was under the gun, then at that point he relented and understood that the Rabbeinu Shlom is right, that one needs Erech HaPayim even for Rishon. The Michtam Eliyahu learns, or Destler writes, I don't know if he's saying a different shot, but the same idea. He said at the beginning, Moshe Rabbeinu thought
that the chilul Hashem of having Rishon be successful and living long is a terrible chilul Hashem, and therefore he said, for kvod shemayim, for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor, Rishon should be punished immediately. But then he figured out when later on that wiping out a great many people is in a certain sense, greater chilul Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people should be punished so severely on such a grand scale. And therefore, he understood that the Rabban Yisrael meant when he said, even Lushan. That's how Rav Desper explains it in Mikta Malio. So, Rashi, Hachi Gassin,
when did this happen? When did that happen?
Where? This happened with the Rabban Yisrael? This is by, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Mishlan Shasimidus, before the Chet HaEgel. Then by the Chet HaEgel, he needed it. So he changed his mind.
He
came up to Shemayim and saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu writing it. So it says, Rashi.
Whatever happened to the...
Did I say Rashi? And then we'll have the questions. Okay, you can see the Tanya command of Erech HaPayim Ra. Tanya Kishon Lomay Shulamar Amalei Rishon Yuvedu Layir Lecho Erech HaPayim Aleyem. Shem should not exercise the Erech HaPayim of them. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Loika Chamayim to Erech HaPayim Letzadikim Loi Lerishon. He didn't say he wanted not for the Rishon. Amalei Fonav Vahash to Mestabra command of Erech HaPayim Ra. Even Shabba be the Zusha Kadosh Baruch Hu to Erech HaPayim Af Lushoam Sameach. So Rashi's learning that he bowed down when he heard Erech HaPayim, meaning when he agreed that this is the better thing, that Rishoam should get Erech HaPayim.
That's when he went for the Matzah for the Lukas for the first time.
But he went up the first time for the Lukas, he found Hashem writing it. And they had this conversation. And later on, when he needed it by the Chet HaEgel, that's when he said, but you said to Rishoam. That's the Gemara by Reb Chag.
Imagine
the voices from Rachel. Go, speak. What do you want?
Today.
Let's go. Come on, say your question.
He would say it. He would do anything to have a person want to do tshuva.
I just explained it to you.
No, it's tshuva. He's in Russia. I would do anything.
Again, he felt that for Kvay Shemayim.
I can't believe it.
I'm just telling you what the they asked this kasha. This is the kasha they asked. Moshe Rabbeinu always looked for people to do tshuva, and he was always Mamet Chus. Why in the world is he asking Yarech HaPayim only for Tzadikim? So the Teres Chaim answers that he thought that for Kvay Yisrael's sake, this would be better. Or the way Vessler explained, he thought for Kvay Shemayim that would be better. Then he figured out he's wrong. For Kvay Shemayim, the other way would be better. Yes?
As we go further in the field of fear, did Margaret see anyone along the lines of that? Yeah, when one talks about much of that also not being able to understand something, one is always on thin ice. When one then explains what it is, I mean, Marsha, that's what. Did Margaret see anyone along the lines that the concept of Moshe Ben Oshol couldn't understand was that there are aspects of Rishus which actually turned out to be necessary?
I answered. Rabbi Bar Shila. Rav Chaga was going up the steps of Rabbi Bar Shila. Shamer Lehu Yenuka, while he was going up the steps, he heard this child Amar, and he said, the testimony is trustworthy to your house, your living place, which is holy. Hashem Lairach Yamim. The Samach Leh, now over here, there is a Shaila in Girsa. The way we have it is the Samach Leh Tfilah Lamaisha. And next to it is Tfilah Lamaisha, Amar Shmamina Erech Abaimra. Ah, Tfilah Lamaisha was Hashem Lairach Yamim. Hashem should exercise the meat of Erech Abayim. Now the problem is, Tzilu L'Maisha is in Kapitul Tzadi, and Hashem L'Erech Yamim is the end of Kapitul Tzadi Gimel. Now, exactly what does it mean, V'samuch Le Tzilu L'Maisha? Right? So, the side I have here that the Mashah says, based on a Medrash, that it's supposed to say, V'samuch Le Kel Nekamas Hashem, Kel Nekamas Efiya, God of revenge, Hashem, the God of revenge has come forth or has shown himself. And Uksiv Tfilu L'Maisha, meaning this is part of Tfilu L'Maisha, and Hashem L'Erech Yamim is right before Kel Nekamas Hashem. So he chapt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was asking that before Hashem gives revenge, there should be Erech HaPayim. Now what did the kid tell him? All he did was read a Kapitul and tell him. So the way he explained it is, the kid read Tzadi Gimel and Tzadi Dalet together. Hashem L'Erech Yamim Kel Nekamas Hashem. It's a different parak. So it dawned on him that Hashem lo'erech yamim, and he should not exercise kel nekamas Hashem. So
So that goes back to Tfilah L'Moshe, that Moshe davened that Hashem should have Erech Apayim to Rishon. That's how the Moshe explains it. Rashi, the Sech HaNem L'Moyed Hashem L'Erech Yom, Ha'in L'Mid is Erech Apayim. The Le'a Amar Moshe, the Sech HaNem L'Moyed, they're very trustworthy. Shara Isa B'Chayriv. Pasuk Zem Moshe Rabbeinu Amra. He said this Pasuk, the Siv L'El Minei, Tfilah L'Moshe Isha L'Kim. That's the Gemara Vayitz. Amar Rav Lazar, Amar Rav Chanina. Asa Rekodesh Baruch Hu, Li'et HaTorah B'Reish Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik. Not that I understand what I'm talking about, but the Gemara says that Kodesh Baruch Hu will be a crown on the head of each tzaddik. Shenem Rebayim Ahu Yi Hashem Tzvokai Hashem will be La Teres Tzvi. I'm going to need help with translation to a crown of
beauty.
Beauty Ulu Tziras Tzvara and to a what?
I don't know what it is.
A crown of glory with share Amai to the remainder of his nation. My Lateris Tzvi Latsvias Sephara, La'isim, to who will this be? La'isim Ritzainai, the Garner's Garris Tzviainai, similar thing as well. Umetzapim Lishuasai, and they look forward to his salvation, and the Grod changes the gears to hear Metzapim Litzvartai, because Tzvias Sephara. And Tzvi is Tzviyaynai. Yahul HaKayil, everybody that does Hashem's will, even if their midas are lacking, they carry out Hashem's will in mitzvahs and Torah, that they will be zeichet to be had Hashem as a crown. Tamad Lema L'Sher Amai, L'Misha Meisim Atzmei Kishurayim, one who is humble. Haughtiness will stand in the way of a person receiving those rewards of Ateres Tzvi and Tzviras Tzvara. Ularuach Mishpat, and the pasuk continues. And to the spirit, can I have some translation here? Ularuach Mishpat, the spirit of judgment. The Yaishev Ala Mishpat, that is someone, and this is still part of the pasuk. The Yaishev Ala Mishpat, one who sits by judgment. Ulagvura, and to the strength, Mishiva Emucham Ashara, they bring the war back to the gate. That's a person who is chayzer b'tshuva, Rashi says. Raida b'yitzra means he's able to do tshuva of the things he did. That's one who judges things to the ultimate truth. That is one that does not let his yetzahara mislead him. Not only that he doesn't do an aveira, but he does an aveira, he does a mitzvah instead of the aveira. Meshiva mochama. He argues in Torah. He delves into the war of Torah. Shara, elu shemashkimim u'marivim b'batik. You can see us in b'batim midrashes. These are the people that rise early and stay late in the shuls of the b'batim midrashes. Those are the people that will be zeicha to an ateres and to a tziras. Let's catch up with Rashi. To Rashi, yachul l'kayil, mishayisim tziviyay na'avlishim mizgah, even though they're haughty. They're not important. He's not considered important in his eyes. Not haughty. The ruach mishpat shayfet his ruchai. He judges his ruchai. What does that mean? Shabayit biyitzra. Shabayit biyitzra. He pushes away his yitzra. V'chayzer b'tshuvim and averish over. Gaber biyitzra magaz yitzra. Yitzahara. Yitzahara takes control over the yitzahara. Yitzahara is desire. Yitzahara is control of the desire. And by yitzahara amalai say averi zulay zayin shenimim and averi. And anu does not do the avera. V'haylach vayse mitzvah does the mitzvah. Mizgaber adav miraida. Mizgaber is more than the guy that does just tshuva. This is a guy that doesn't do the avera and pushes himself to do mitzvahs instead. Shara elu batzik nesias. Amr midas adin lufnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu manishtanu elu meelu. Why are those midas that important? That only the ones who have this midas are zeichet to the schar, but the ones who don't have these midas are not zeichet to the schar, even though they keep the Torah. Now I'm not 100% sure how a person can keep the Torah if he's not a reiter b'yitzray, or he's not a mezgabra yitzray. But I guess that is he doesn't do the extra and he doesn't have the humbleness, but he still is keeping the Torah. So why are these midas necessary? Amalah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers the midas adin, the gam elu b'yayin shagu b'sheicher tov. Because those without the midas, they err, they make errors in wine, and they go astray with strong wine. Paku plila. How does he translate the literal translation of paku plila? Plila is judges. What's paku?
They stumble in judgment.
They stumble in judgment. The stumbling leads them to Gehenna. Without these midas, ultimately they stumble. These midas keep them on the straight and narrow. They keep them straight. Without those midas, even though they try to keep Torah mitzvahs, but without humbleness, and without working on Vaidas Yitzray, Mezgabe B'Yitzray, ultimately they stumble, they drink wine, they make mistakes, and they end up in Gehenna. Rashi, this brings to a conclusion the Gemara and Chelik, the Zagarata Gemara, that we've had for the last 21 and a half blot. The last two blot in Masechta Sanhedrin reverts back to the Halakas of Ira Nidachas, which is one of the Neragim, which we didn't finish off. Now, why Ira Nidachas is put on the other side of Elu Sheilam Chelik Leilam Abba? It's because Anshi Ira Nidachas have no Chelik Leilam Abba either. Now, I'd like to give, and I don't know if everybody agrees to what I'm going to say now, but it seems that the Rambam and the Bayri Devuchim has a understanding of Ira Nidachas that I think will answer many, many of the problems that we will be having in how the people of Ira Nidachas are treated. For instance, it's a Machloikas Rishaynim, but the Rambam's opinion is that when we kill the Ira Nidachas, we don't only kill the Ayv Devei Dezara, we kill their wives and children as well. Other Rishayim say, no, no, no. But the Rambam says, yes, yes, yes. How do we kill innocent women and children who did not serve Ayv Devei Dezara because their husbands served Ayv Devei Dezara? We don't do that on a regular basis. The Mishnah says, Anshi Ereni Dachas, Elam Chelik Loilam Abba. Any other of the Chayim Mises, if they do tshuva at the time of their death, we did get a chelik leilam haba. We learned all the way earlier by Tila that they tell him say vidoy, because anybody that says vidoy will get leilam haba. So say vidoy, you'll get leilam haba. And here comes the Mishnah Anshi Ereni Dachas Elam Chelik Leilam Haba. It means pashtus, even though they were judged and the sentence was carried out, they have Elam Chelik Leilam Haba. Means obviously they don't go. Now obviously I don't know what happens if they really do a genuine tshuva, but the approach seems to be that Anshi Ereni Dachas don't have a chelik leilam haba, regardless of whether they get punished or they don't get punished in this world. Doesn't say by any other chayvim mitzvahs ein lam chelik leilam haba. And here by Anshi Ereni Dachas it says ein lam chelik leilam haba. And many, many other questions that will come up as we discuss Ereni Dachas in the next week or so, will come up about this Anshi Ereni Dachas. And the question is, what is pshat in that? So the Rambam in Mayra Nebuchim says that Ira Nidachas is different. Again, my understanding might be wrong. If I'm wrong, I mean, I can only say it the way I understand it. Anshei Ira Nidachas are treated, quote unquote, the rules of the Torah are that they're not treated by the rule book. Because this is a rebellion against Torah. This is a rebellion. It's like a Mayrid B'malchus, but it's the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But individual sin, we don't make, it's not undermining the existence of Torah. But a city goes astray, and a majority of a city goes and does an Aveira like Aveira Zara in public with no fear, with a, that kind of an act is a act, besides the Aveira of Aveira Zara, is an act of Mayrid B'Malchus. It is like openly rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingdom. And therefore, they are treated like Mayrid B'Malchus. And Mayrid B'Malchus, the rules of Mayrid B'Malchus are different than rules of every other of punishment. And therefore, we find, this is the way the Rambam explains it, that certain halachas are waived. And in the Rambam Shita, we will, I don't know if I'll get involved in it, there's a big share of Rambam, there's a machloikas whether the Rambam even requires them to have a straw for each individual. According to some, machloikas had to learn a Rambam. The other Rishayim disagree with this Rambam anyway, and we will be learning the Gemara without that Rambam. Just to mention that he exists, according to some, if Bezna HaGadol Yerushalayim gets word that there's a city that a majority is serving Aveda Zara, they send two people and they warn the city at large, stop or you will be punished. And if they don't stop, then Ira Nidachas is exercised. Now, in the Gemara, it's going to be mashmah that we do it on an individual basis. How the Rambam deals with that Gemara is a big shiloh, but that's not what I'm trying to get across. I'm trying to get across is that Ira Nidachas is different than any other Mises Bezin. Because this is more than just punishing individuals. This is eradicating a revolution. And therefore, the rules are different. And therefore, we, according to the Rambam's opinion, we kill the women and the children. A person has, this is the punishment of a rebellion against the king. The women and children are killed. Their possessions are burned. Their animals are destroyed. What does the animal do wrong? Usually animals are punished when they do something wrong. They gore, they do bestiality. So they are objects of an avera. So they are involved in an act of sin, so we eradicate them. Here we're eradicating animals for what their owners did, which didn't involve them. They didn't serve Avodah Zarah. They weren't the Avodah Zarahs. But it makes no difference because it's a Mered B'Malchus. This is how we treat rebellion. Rebellion against Hashem, eradicate. Eradicate means them and their possessions and their wives and their children. It's a terrible punishment. But the Rambam and the Myra seems to say that that's the approach to take to it. Then Arbitrius uses it to answer many, many questions based on this Rambam. And that's why, in other cases, we don't have this kind of an approach, whereas by Irni Dachas we do. I hope this will give us a background of how to approach Irni Dachas when the Gemara does things that we usually don't do in other Chiyuv Mitzvos peasants. But over here, there's quote-unquote harsh reaction. Because we're eradicating a revolution. We're getting rid of a revolution. Yes. In a certain sense. Except, yeah, I mean, they're still Jewish. Now, what happens if these Yerani Dachas do tshuva before they're killed? And what if they do a genuine tshuva? I don't know. The Mishnah says, I don't know. Is that saying that tshuva doesn't help? I have a difficult time with that. But I don't know. I don't know what to say. The Mishnah says it. I don't argue in the Mishnah. But a lot of Hakadim are very bothered by it. They're very bothered by this. But according to the Rambam's approach, at least we understand why this is being treated differently. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm not really answering the question in totality, but I'm pointing out why they're being treated differently. That's the Mishnah. All this will be discussed. There's two blocks of Irni Dachas. If it's not covered, ask me.
Amalek also gets Noah.
I'm Malik and Elam Abba, it depends. Do Gaim get Elam Abba B'chla? We had a Malik.
It's Malik different than the Gaim.
I would assume so, yes. I don't know why in the world I'm
Malik. One more question.
Love on? I have no idea. I mean, why? I would assume he has no Elam Abba. Why should I assume he does? Who's it, Russia?
Does that mean that?
No, because Gaim might not get Elam Abba either. B'chla. Are we going to go through every guy that ever lived to tell you whether he had Eilam Abba or not? Does Bill the Barber get Eilam Abba? I don't know. You're going to go through every guy that ever lived?
We went through Sodom.
Because there was a whole city. There was a whole city.
Also Goyim.
It was a whole city. It was a message. It's a message to us. It's a lesson. We're not going to go through every guy.
There's still Goyim who were possibly going to get Eilam Abba.
It's Machloikas. We had a Machloikas with a guy who got Elam Abba and not. It was Machloikas in the Gemara.
But isn't it the following year if you're a bit above
the Torah? No, you probably don't get it. No, you don't.
It's not
a
little
bit of
the
Torah. No. It's not a little bit of the Torah. Okay, that's all. I couldn't think of another guy on the street. Aren't you any Dachas? Elam Chaylik by Elam Abba. He just got his char. He got mentioned in the Gemara class. Aren't you any Dachas? People of Irni Dachas have no chelik in Elam Abba. Shenemar. That's why Nashim b'nei Bilyal mikabecha. Bilyal is mashma that they don't get Elam Abba. That's what Rashi says. And without yolk, v'yadichu es yosh v'iram, and they persuaded the inhabitants of their city. V'eidin neragim, now we're going to go, like every other halacha, there are many technicalities. Irni Dachas will depend on technicalities. In halacha, even though the spirit of the halacha tells us one thing, technicalities limit their application, even without those technicalities, these things are happening. But halacha depends on certain technicalities, and the Mishnah will go through many of the technicalities that are necessary to be classified as an Irni Dachas. Yes, doctor.
I don't remember whether the people in the city did not serve.
They don't get killed.
They did not.
They do not get killed. Only the wives, I was very careful, the wives and children of those who served. Right. Those who did not serve did not get killed. No, they did not. Shenamah Yatsu Anash, because again, wives and children are viewed as possessions. Shenamah Yatsu Anash, Menebeli Yal Mikubecha. By the way, children we mean small children, not adult children. Adult children are viewed under oath. As Yashvi Iram, the Ainan Aragam Ashimatacham, I see here. It has to be that the people who persuade them have to be residents of the city. And they have to be from the same shevet. Meaning, if you have a resident of the city from a different shevet, and he persuades a majority of the people, there is not an Eir Nidachah. It's a technicality. Right? People did serve Avodah Zarah. Same thing happened. But there's a technicality. The technicality that Tyra wanted is that it come from the same city and from the same shevet. Rashi. Majority of the city is Yudach. Mashmi Yeshuva Shalir, the habitation of the city, the Hainer Ruba. Mishnachrina Ashidi, the Ruba, the Simi Kibecha, Karibe, Merubcha. Either you learn it out from the word Yashvi Iram, or you learn it out from the Kibecha, which you're learning Mikibecha as in the word Mikibecha is Rubcha, most of you.
So it's a minority part of the city.
That they're treated as individuals, not as a city.
That's the Gabi, the Oynish.
Yes. Now, there's a big shiloh, and again, these are all shilohs. The Mr. Flinnup has pages and pages of shilohs here. One of the shilohs the Akhwaitim deal with are the women and children counted towards majority? Or is it only the men population that determines majority or minority? Meaning, there are 1,000 people that live in the city, 500 men, 500 ladies, we won't even count the kids on the bar mitzvah, and 300 men and 205 women served Avodah Zarah. You have a total of 505 out of 1,000. Sorry, 300 men would be a majority of the population of men. Not good. 200 men and 305 women served Avodah Zarah. You have 505 out of 1,000. You have a minority of the men population. Do we take everybody into account, or is it only the men population that are taken into account? The raya is brought one way, raya is brought the other way. I don't know about local amaisa. I don't think it's the chaos. Local amaisa. I just brought up the shiloh. Because the next halacha is going to say, v'achi d'chu anashim. The persuaders have to be male. D'chu anashim uktanim. If women did it, or ktanim persuaded them, I don't know how in the world people listen to ktanim, but I guess it can happen that people listen to little children about serving Avodah Zarah. Ay shahudach miyuta. Or only a minority of the city got persuaded, or they came from out of the city. The people that served the Avodah Zarah, even though they constitute a majority of the population, are considered like individuals. Period. Rashi.
I was under a wrong assumption. I thought the whole city got killed. But you said that people would do not do this. Avodah Zarah do not get killed, right?
Right.
Most of them here at the Dacha and just individuals were killed.
Form of death, what we do with their money. Here I was trying to chew that we killed the wives and the children. And you had them kill all the innocent people. Yeah, I was the nice guy today. Usually I'm.
In 30 days, this is your.
The Gemara talk about that, all to be discussed. You're right, the Gemara talk about that. Coming up. Chaymer, Utrichim Beheidim Vasra Luchalechad Viechad. And every individual needs a warning, period. The Klashik of the Yellow of the Gemara. That's the end of that. Rashi. The next Rashi is a different Rashi, even though it seems to be in the same Rashi, so the Rav Ranjiburg says. Individuals have a stringency that a majority of the city does not have. Shayachidim beskila. They get a harsher death. Lefichach mamayinam polat. And therefore, meaning their harsher death, their money is not touched. Their kids inherit their money. Right. Hamerubim, Irani Dachas is Merubim, Messiah, the Tizach Mamayinam Abad. And the way the Rambam explains it, the way we explained it is, Yechidim are dealt with as sinners, and they get Skila. Ernidakas is rebels. Rebels get wiped out, the Sayyaf. That's the way we kill Mayrede B'malchus. And the people that are Mayrede B'malchus, their possessions are destroyed. That's the way it is. Now, usually the king takes them. Here the Rabbanu Shlom takes it also, so to speak. It's destroyed. It's eradicated. And therefore, it's hand in hand. If you're treated like, if one is treated like an individual sinner, one is treated like an individual sinner. One is treated like part of a rebellion, one is treated like part of a rebellion. Rashi, Yechidim Beskila Levichach Mamayinim Palut. So Rashi says, Mitaych, they change the Umitaych, they take Mitaych, Shechmai Talab and Misasai, Kal Talab and Mamayinai. Now, without, Rashi seems to be going without the Rambam, Rashi seems to be learning like we weigh it. When you get a harsher misa, so we'll be nicer about the money. When you get a lesser misa, we'll be more strict about the money. But the way the Rambam explains it, it's a little bit of a different twist. It's because one is treated like a sinner and one is treated like a part of a rebellion. Again, I'm going with this Rambam because it answered many questions as we go along, so I decided that was the best way to teach the Gemara with that bait, with the Rambam as the background. Yes?
With a sinner, at first thought, a rebellion is much worse.
It's worse in a certain area, correct. That's true. But
every
rebellion
is a sinner.
Obviously, every part of the rebellion is a sinner, but it's worse.
Therefore,
they're treated like Mardin B'malchus. But therefore, quote unquote, the regular rules of sin don't apply to them. Meaning, sinners are the way the Rambam explains it is, we wipe them out the Sayyaf because that's how we treat rebellions. It's not, we're not prosecuting the individual. We're wiping out the rebellion.
That's nice talk.
It's nice talk. The Rambam says it.
No, I understand, but it's the worst thing that they did.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So give the worst oinish.
Again, we're out to eradicate, not to punish. That's the difference. They're not getting Olam Haba. They're not getting Olam Haba. Let me explain to you again. Punishment is a correction. In Jewish law, when someone gets punished, it's a tikkun. We're trying to get him in shape that he can get a world to come. With this ir nidachas, if we go with this mishnah, the way we're approaching it, we're not out to save them. We're not out to get them olam haba. We got to get rid of them. It's a different approach.
If a yachid would statue tshuva,
fine, but he can get Eilam Haba with tshuva. The Mishnah here says, Eilam Chayim Chayim Haba. I said, I don't know that difference.
Oh, you're saying that even with tshuva.
I don't know what that means. I said I don't know what that means. But the Mishnah said, Eilam Chayim Chayim Haba. I don't know what that means. I'm not claiming to understand what that means. Yes? It's brought in with Tzayef and Chenek. It is brought in there. The Gemara does use it trying to make Tzayef strict. The Gemara does say. Again, I could learn this whole Mishnah without even mentioning that Rambam. I could learn it's punishment. But the fact that we kill according to the Rambam, it's not like this, we shade him. Some are saying, don't you dare kill the women and children. But according to the Rambam, we kill the women and children. We do that. Right? So the way to understand that, I took to my Rich Chias's approach. This is the way he understands it. So I took it that way as well. I thought it would answer many questions as they came up. Because the other way we would be bothered by, why is this punishment different? Why is this Avera different? So it puts it in a certain perspective. Answers many questions also, Megabe, whether the animals are Asabahna, Sharnisko is Asabahna, the Behemoth Sharnidach has become Asabahna. Is it the animal itself becomes a Shiloh? Some say it is, some say it isn't. But it's because, again, we're not punishing animals. The animals didn't do a thing wrong. Again, animals don't have Bechira, but if animals are involved in Chait, we get rid of them. This animal didn't do any Chait. But it's not itself, it's a possession. It's gone. It's not any different than the tables of the guy and the chairs. Everything is eradicated. Okay. That's the Gemara Vayter. Haki Sakesh Yashu Yir Lefi Yacharev. The Pasuk says, Yashrei. So from Yashrei we learn out that a Chameres Vagamelos Vayveres Mimokum Lamokum. Chameres are donkey drivers and camel drivers that are, or caravans of donkeys and camels that go from place to place. If they stay in town for 30 days, Hare'elu Matzilin Aysa. Now, Rav Ranjburg changes the Gersa. And he says, Hare Elu Oivden. No, I'm sorry. He just takes out the word Shinemar, I'm sorry. Hare Elu Matilin Eisai. They can save the people of the city. End of story, no Shinemar. And what's saying is, Yashve tells me that they're inhabitants of the city. As the Gemara is going to explain on Kuf Tuvei Zamed Aleph, there's a difference to be called a Yashve or to be called a, in Aramaic, it's livers in the, residents in the, people who live in the city or people who are members of the city. To be a Yashve ear, you're there 30 days. To be a Bnei Masa, to be able to be taxed, and have to pay for the wall, and have to pay for the upkeep of the city, one has to be there 12 months. So there's a difference in the amount of time if a person doesn't own a house. If he buys a house, he's considered an immediate resident. If a person doesn't own a house, 30 days makes him a resident. But it doesn't make him, I'm trying to use the other word, citizen, I guess would be the other word. No citizen in the city today, but citizen. One makes him a resident, and one makes him a citizen. The difference is for taxes. But for this, the Torah said Yoshveh year. 30 days is enough to qualify. So these donkey drivers that drive through and they're there for 30 days are considered residents of the city. And then when we count the number of population, they are counted in the population for positive and for negative. Meaning if they are part of those who are serving Avodah Zarah, they can tilt it one way. But usually, the assumption the Rishonim say is that Mepharshim, I don't know if it's Rishonim or Achronim, is that people who are here for 30 days aren't going after the latest city fad. They don't consider themselves part of the city, and they're probably not going to follow the Avodah Zarah, and therefore they usually help save it by making it into a minority instead of a majority. So that's why the Mishnah words it as Elu Matzilin Eisai, because that's what usually going to happen. What usually is going to happen is what Rashi is going to say. What usually is going to happen is that the people from the outside are not going to follow the Mavichan. But if they do, they count towards the majority as well the other way. Meaning, they can be good or bad, but in most cases will be a positive. No, well, they serve again. But we're usually getting rid of these people either as individuals or as a majority.
I assume these people are serving constantly.
Well, again, we're not sitting and watching it and waving at them.
So if the numbers are wrong, then they...
Paskins them as yechidim. We give them skila. So not, nobody's getting away with Avodah Zarah here.
And the difference is now, with the skila,
they're dead.
And their children might be alive. And
yes,
and
their wives are alive, their children are alive, their business is thriving, and they are dead.
No, so Basin does something while they're there. They'll,
but Basin is a Basin in the city.
Is a Basin in the city?
Well, we hope so. It's a city.
And I assume there's a mezuzah in the city.
The Gemara doesn't discuss that. It's a good kasha. We'll worry about the mezuzah at a different time. At this point, we're dealing with, there's a bezin in the city like every other city. It's an individual local bezin.
The Ruben Aaron Yidatha,
did
Ruben say Halem or
Ruben Kwab? What? Are they non-Jewish? Do they count? I don't think they count. The child is what the women and children count. To make the right, we mentioned. But Arbatim Kranim is a Shiloh. But I never saw a Shiloh about a guy. I assume Gaim don't count. But the assumption is the Gaim don't live there. Why should Gaim be in a city in Eretz Yisrael? So I don't think they deal with it because they don't assume that it happens. Gary Teichstift could be there. Not at the time of the Didier and Idachas. Yeah. Not at the time when they did Eir Nidachas. We're talking about the time of the Beit HaMikdash, and the Masechta Shabbos is talking about when we're talking about Masechta Shabbos practically today, in the time of the Mishnah.
That's the time of David Melech. They didn't completely conquer the land prior to going out and conquering the area of Syria.
Again, I don't think in the cities there was a Gaisha population. Again, in fact, they weren't allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael unless they were Gerei Teishev. Rashi. They save him right. And most of the people went off. Chamar Megmalim Mashlimim Hamiyat. They complete the Miyat Vice Nice arrive and make them into majority. Matilin Aleim Sheim Amayin Avad. And when the Dinim to Yechidim, they judge like individuals. The Garmin Nami Last Nice in Nidachas. They could make it into an Nidachas. Im Mashlimim Mir Nidachas Last Nice Rive. If they did serve Avodah Zarah. Elohop Seeketz Fei. This is usually the case. The Chamaris and Gamelis ain't died to move Revis in every year. They're not so close to the people of the city, at least the Dinim in Moim. They changed the Gersa. Leis. Yes, the Dachin in Moim. They usually won't follow the later city fad. Right to the Gemara. Hachrein, we take out the word Shenemar. Hachrein Maitim is Kalash above the tempt of the Zikharev. Destroy everything in it and its animals with the sword. Mikan Amru Nixit Tadikim Shabbataycha Ivdim. The nechasim of the righteous people get destroyed as well. The tzaddik survives, his property is totally obliterated. Whatever he has in that city is gone. Shabachutzullah plaitim. But if it's not in the city, he's safe. Well, Sharishan, then Shabbataycha Ben Shabachutzullah Rein Loivdim. The Shom, whether it's inside or outside, it gets destroyed because we have Shenemar, and we know Shenemar. The Trashi, we learn now from this Kol Shlala that the Rishon has to be gathered from other cities, whereas the Tzadikim's property is only if it's in the city. The Gemara will learn it from Sukkah. Kol shlala tikvot al teich rechayva has to be a town square. The main lo rechayv, aysin lo rechayv. There's no square, we make a square. Aysin rechayv chutzla, kain tenais lo teicha. If the square was outside the city, it has to be al teich rechayva. It has to be in the middle of the city. So we move the square into the city. Shenamar, no shenamar. Take out shenamar as well. Place, I guess, an empty place where people did business in town square. Center of the town, so to speak.
They build one immediately and then they kill
them? You have to have one. That's where you burn all the stuff. So we have to make one. Rashi. So Rashi is saying it doesn't have to be there at the time they sin, it has to be there at the time of punishment. Needs to gather out of the city. A big open area. That's what Rechayv is. Yes.
Where townspeople gather, Rashi shops, Rabbi Mahor, Ibrahim Maskil, Palka.
Right. That's the Gemara
Vayit. We're not sure I'm going to say that by the Tzaddikim, the women will get killed, right?
They don't get killed.
No. Saying, you
know, no, their wives don't get killed.
The property.
No.
I'm not saying don't.
No. I'm asking. Complete for Hashem. Shlala v'loy shlal shemayim. Only its booty, but not things that belong to shemayim. Mikan amru, ha-hagdesh shabo yivdu. Hegdesh should be redeemed. Meaning, hegdesh should be redeemed, and machlokes rishayim, what happens after you redeem them? The pashtus, it means they're safe and sound, take them out, and don't burn them. There are Rishayim that want to learn. It means redeem them, pay Hegdish off, and then burn them. But Pashtus is not like this Rishayim. Rashi, as the year of the Shlal Shlal Shemayim, the Shlal Shemayim Polar is safe. Tadam Hegdish is left. Yibdu Kolem Ein Nisrofim. Alahem Tashar Hegdish is Terech B'diyah. You just redeem it. This is Rashi Shita, Kain Shemati. That's what stands for. The Shlal Shemayim Hegdish, they're not considered individual's booty, they're considered belonging to Hegdish. Tumas Yirkavu. Tumah, there's no redemption for Truma. But Truma is not the level Kedusha as Hekdish is. It does belong to the Kayan. And the Kayan in the city, even though he might not have served Avodah Zarah, but he's a resident of the city, and therefore his money has to be eradicated. But on the other hand, Truma gets his, but it's Kedusha Dik. So we don't burn it, but we let it rot. We don't let anybody eat it. So Trashi, Truma Yirkavu, B'gemar Mukmala, B'truma B'yat Kayan, the Maman Kayan who, the Chalalei Yisri D'yir Nidachas, it is individual money, that he's the strength of the Havim Sharshlal, the Kaidish Yikri. We don't burn it because it's called Kaidish, but Lema Zalzina Be'kulahai, we're not so light in it.
They destroy the city itself, the building?
Yes.
And the whole city is destroyed?
Yes.
Even if there's a shul that's destroyed?
I don't know. I didn't get involved in that. You're going to get to the mitzvot in a minute. I don't know. I didn't look it up. I don't know. I'll have to deal with that maybe next week when we get to those gemaras. Maisha Sheini and Kisvi HaKadosh Yignatu. Maisha Sheini and Kisvi HaKadosh are put away. They're put into Shemus. They don't let the Yurkav. They're not in the Madrega that we should let Yurkav. But at the same time, it's called Kadosh. So therefore, we do is, we, by the way, Kisvi HaKadosh is also Yignatu. Kisvi HaKadosh is Sefer Torahs, mezuzahs, they're yignazu. They're put away into shemas, they're not burned. No, they say that yignazu is, yirkavu is in a higher, is a certain way. It's interesting because they're both called kaidish. One can only be eaten by kayan, one can be eaten by Yisrael, but one has restrictions after eating Yushalayim. So I don't know. But they do talk about the difference, and if I remember correctly, they said yirkavu is, the way we would punish something with higher kedusha, not to be gainazit, but to let it rot. Whereas by ma'isa we can't let it rot because people, that's the answer they say. Because by ma'isa we can't let it rot because people are used to eating it. Whereas truma is only for kahanim and they're more careful, so we can tell them just to let it rot.
Schmidt is
too. It's kaidish. It's desire, right? Ma'isa shein nabu well, it's a pasuk. The shlal of loy shlal shemayim. They go into shlal shemayim. So here is your kisvi akaidish. The mezuzahs are yignazu. It doesn't say that it saves the whole city. I remember something later on. I didn't prepare ahead. It might be a mandamit that says not that way. But at this point, the Mishnah says put them into shemus. It's safer tyrus. So why not mezuzahs? No difference. The chayin kisvi akaidish yignazu. Back to the Mishnah. Call Hashem Elokecha, Reb Shimon Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sorry? Yeah, because they do belong to individuals, but at the same time they're Kaddish. We don't want to burn them because the Torah said Shlal of Loy Shlal Shemayim. But they do belong to individuals, unlike Hegdish that doesn't belong to the individual, and therefore we put it away. Yignism.
And that means forever, right?
That's what it means. Call Hashem Elokecha, completely Hashem Elokecha. It's as if you brought a complete oil in front of me. Meaning, keep the yirni dachas, it's like being makrav akol, like makrav an oil. You're bringing a sacrifice to Hashem. Rashi, kol Hashem akecha mishim akadosh baruch hu ki latamal oil shu kol lefanai, which is completely burnt. Why is it tail oil? It says it should be a mound forever. Should not be made in, even into gardens, into orchards. It's to be destroyed, left desolate forever. It can never be built again to the way it was. I'm sorry. He says, means not to rebuild it the way it was, but it can be made into gardens and orchards. Rashi, the Sasa Ganes of Padesim, Gemara Mefarish Matuligi, the Kamash Haitza, and the Yishuv Batim. So there's a big Shiloh in Paiskim. How about if it had 1,000 houses? Now we want to build it into 10 houses or 100 houses. Is that the Kamash Haitza? He says, don't build it the way it was. Right. So, where do we go? By the way, I now remember where you had this thing with the mezuzah. I think it was they had a Gemara that had been Sairo Meira never happened. So the Gemara over there said, one man the other said, Ir Nidakas never happened. Right? So the Gemara brought Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, that if it has a mezuzah achas, it can't be an Ir Nidakas. But that's not our Mishnah's opinion. That's going to be a man the other. Just thank you for jolting my memory. It's going to be mentioned over there. The Gemara is going to say, Masnis and Deloik, Rabbi Eliezer. We pass in our Mishnah. We pass in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer would not agree to our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says once it has one mezuzah, it can't be an Ir Nidachas, which the Gemara says makes it impossible to have an Ir Nidachas. So that's not our Mishnah. It's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. He's on Kuf Yud Gimel, but we had him back in Ayin Aleph as well. I just remember. Yes.
You know, sometimes we have this klal that the dikim of the city should daven to them. Tshuva,
yeah, it's a good idea.
Because of that, they put Ari Niklat because they didn't.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Okay, so my question is,
that why there's at least a property?
The Gemara is going to talk about that. You shouldn't take anything from what's aser. When there's wickedness in the world, there is anger. Of the Risham in Ilam, Salik Harainaf in Ilam. You don't want to have anything to do with this. This is the removal of Risham removes anger from Hashem. Tarabara. Yatsu Haim Veloy Shluchim. Says Yatsu Anashim. So we say Haim Veloy Shluchim. Shluchim. Now, this, the Miri explains this three ways. Let's do Rashi. The Rashi, Yatsu Haim V'loy Shluchim, and Hanadichim Atzman Yatsu V'idichim V'harim Merubim, if the people themselves went out and persuaded them, and their majority, V'danim Messiah. Av'medichim Adei Shliach, but if the ones who persuaded used the Shliach, Ki Yechidim Haim B'skilim V'vaynim Palat. Now what it means is, the Miri says three pshatim. Either that the people that were the persuaders lived in town and used an out-of-towner to go do their job for them. So the guy was an employee, was a shliach, came and said, hello, so-and-so sent me to you to talk to you about the greatness of Avodah Zarah. Now, the other one is to say that even if they live in town, both of them live in town, but the shliach is not doing it on his own, he's just acting as an agent. He's a puppet. He's just carrying out what he's told. Problem here is what happened to Shliach Lezvar Avera. So forget who sent the shliach. The shliach is the mediach. If two people decide and they call in a bunch of messengers and says, okay, fellas, go out and do our job. Go do it for us. And they go do it for them. So the pasuk says, the ones that did it, didn't do it, they sent somebody else to do it, so there's no ir nidacha. So the akhreitim ask, what happened to ein shliach l'dvar aveira? Forget about the people who sent them. They did it. They are the mediachim. So the Nei Yehuda, there's many Terutzim said. I like the Nei Yehuda's Terutz is one I remember. And then it says, the Eishliach Zahar Beira is built on the fact that one assumes the Shliach doesn't listen. Because Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishayim. But if you don't believe in the Rabbanish Lab, if you're serving Avodah Zarah, you obviously don't have a Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishayim. So therefore, you say Eishliach Zahar Beira. That's what the Nei Yehuda wants to say. That the whole thing of Eishliach Zahar Beira is, because if I ask a guy to do an Avera, I assume he's not going to listen to me. The Rabbanish Lab told him not to do it, I told him to do it. That's if there's a Rabbanish problem in the equation. But if there's no Rabbanish problem in the equation, something like the Nei Yehuda, so then there's no Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishayim. There's many other truths. Some people don't like the Nei Yehuda's Teretz. What do you mean? Whatever it is, this is many truths. This is the one that I remember. The Nei Yehuda's answer is that over here we say Yesh Liach Lutzar Avera. Others, but still, the Torah said V'yatzu Hain V'loy Shluchad. The Torah eliminated the messengers.
Everyone is a Madiach in the city, or the majority rather?
No, there are two people that are Madiach, or more.
And the rest?
The rest are persuaded.
So they're not
the Shluchim. The Shluchim means that the persuasion has to be done by those who want to persuade, not by their messengers. The persuasion has to be done by those who want to persuade, not by those people's messengers.
And the other ones were the Nidochim.
Right.
So even though they swallowed up this cult leader,
right,
just as guilty.
Well, they're not Madichim. The Madichim get skila. The Nidochim get Zayah. Madichim get skila.
The followers get Zayah.
That's their Nidacha. The followers are your Nidacha. If it's a majority, minority.
But they're not Madichim.
They're Nidochim.
They're Nidochim.
In every year in Nidachas, you have people who made it into Yer Nidachas, yeah, and the people who did it.
And what's the difference between
Shliach other than Zeret HaKatzos? Yatsu Hein, I said, there's many technicalities. And even though in the spirit of the law it should make no difference, in the technicality of the law it makes a difference. That's why I said right away in the beginning. What? Right, same thing. We're going to learn that. Anashim. Ein Anashim Pachas Mi Beis. You need at least two. So, Klashi Dei Adim Diach Achor Ein Nazis Yer Nidachas. Tavaracha Anashim V'lei Nashim Anashim V'lei Ktanim. Has to be men, two men, no women, no children as the Nidachas. Again, as the Madichim. Again, these are all technicalities in the law.